Thank you for joining us this evening, and welcome back to Between the Lines. I'm your host, Jennifer Harrison, and I would like to give a huge thank you to our sponsors, the Victims' Rights Reform Council, Puccio Electric, the Puccio Memorial Foundation, the Patriot Organization, which is Long Island's leading general contractor and proud supporter of Contractors for Kids, which is a children's charity organization. You can find all of their links and information on our show pages and our social media. All of our sponsors have great organizations that do amazing things for the community, so please follow our Facebook page, Between the Lines, and visit all of their links. Thank you so much. And now joining us is the Executive Director of Long Island, New York, Metro Area, Parents of Murdered Victims, and Other Survivors Outreach that provides support for families of murdered victims. Until it happens to you, you do not realize how traumatic, how grueling, and lifelong the process of trying to get to the other side of this kind of grief and loss is. First you get the call, then the funeral, all during an investigation, hopefully there is an arrest or multiple arrests. Then you have a trial and sentencing. And then once you finally think you can rest and remember your victim the way that you want, parole hearings come up. So we are extremely appreciative that families enduring this kind of pain have someone like Barbara and LINYPOMV to turn to. Barbara was not only a tremendous support to me when my boyfriend was murdered, but she has been a great inspiration and taught me how to fight back. So love me or hate me, you kind of have Barbara to thank for that too. Now, Barbara, you didn't just fall into this kind of advocacy. Can you please tell me how this all came to be for you?
Yes, good evening, and thank you very much for having me, Jen. I appreciate it. 43 years ago, on the 22nd of this month, my son was murdered. He was 15. Everything you said just before, the phone call, the this, the that, we went through all that. The biggest part that I found in April of 1979 is when I was trying to find out about rights for victims. I went to the Supreme Court Law Library in Riverhead, and I asked the receptionist where I could find information on victims' rights. And several men's heads stood up, looked at me. I was standing in the door, 38 years old. I had just lost my child. My husband had a major heart attack and was no longer going to be able to work. And I was scared a little to be in a room where they all looked up. And all of a sudden, one man, voice, said, "There are none." I was taken back. My eyes started to water. I didn't even know how to respond to them at all. So after my 15-year-old son had been mutilated and the rights for a parent or siblings, anybody who's left after someone has been murdered, there weren't any. But there were some for the criminal, because already we have been experiencing a few. They have a right to not show up at hearings. They have a right to have a lawyer appointed to them for free. If I wanted to do that, I'd have to pay for a lawyer. If I missed a court hearing, I was not going to get them to hold it for me. So I was thinking as I walked out of that room, well, there aren't any rights for victims. Well, there has to be. And I'm going to see what I could do. I was so green in this, Jen, I had no idea.
No, because and you had no support whatsoever. I'm so sorry for what your entire family had to endure and what you all continue to endure. But I'm also beyond grateful for everything that you have done, not just for me, Barbara, but for so many survivors of homicide victims over the past 40 plus years, and for turning such devastation and pain into helping others. Can you tell us a little about POMV and how a family suffering under similar circumstances can get in touch with you to get the help that they need?
Well, first of all, let me tell you how they can get in touch with us. That's the most important. So we have an email, LINYPOMV @gmail.com. Also, we're on the internet, LINYPOMV.com. We're also on Facebook. Parents and other survivors of murdered victims outreach. So they can get to us at any place. They can call 631-399-0919. The reason why I put all this out here first is because you don't know what victim will need, and they want to be able to have time to write it down. The first victim I ever reached out to was Barbara Pius. Her son died just months after mine. I didn't want that poor woman to go alone through her journey like I had already gone for 4 months. That's how I got the idea that families like ours, and I didn't even know any, should get together and talk about what's going on in their lives.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that number is growing of members that you have to support and families that you have to support under these ridiculous reforms. You know, we were just talking with Lee Zeldin and Senator Palumbo about progressive criminal justice reforms that have been so horrific in this state. And, you know, really there's a depraved indifference towards human life that's sweeping across this country, and we're seeing these kinds of reforms everywhere. Can you tell our listeners what these terrible reforms have meant for families like yours who have lost children from murder, and for some of the families that you work with day in and day out?
Well, one of the reforms which hit us this year, one of the reforms was that a person who has been convicted of an A or B felony can apply after he's been released on supervised parole. He can apply to be discharged from that parole completely free. Somebody who had a 20 to life will now be able to walk free after 37 years. So that's wrong. But they didn't notify our family that that was happening. That's wrong. The other thing that I want to say here, it's very important, I just found that out today, is that an A and B felon, when on supervised parole, cannot apply for a discharge until he's on parole for 5 years. In our case, he applied in 3, and he's free. I did call up to Albany. I have an email to Albany, and they told me that I'm not privileged to the information why that happened. We've got to change that. Our agenda that we're trying to change to help victims like me and like all the ones that we are trying to help, which is at this point over 700 or 800 since I've been here, and I've talked to every one of them, as you probably know. And my most important thing is I don't want to leave any one survivor of a murder victim in the dark alone by themselves, and let them know that there is hope and they can go forward. And at 81, that's why I'm still here after 43 years.
You are amazing, Barbara. So you're on top of surviving the brutal murder of your son and having to go through that horrific ordeal. Now, 43 years later, well, I mean, even shorter than that, the man that butchered your 15-year-old son, as you say, is free and unsupervised. Is that correct?
Absolutely. He can be anywhere. I was told he could stand in front of my house on the street, and I couldn't do anything. If he stepped on my driveway, I could start a new claim against him. Now, I don't anticipate that happening because in my lifetime, I don't want to let the person or any other people have let the persons that murdered their loved ones have control over and empower their lives, take away their power. We need to be able to stand up against them. We need to get what they get, and it's too bad. But as far as you can say it, and I said it, and Assemblyman, Senator Palumbo said, we're coming after them.
Yes, we are. And
help.
Yes,
we need the people's help.
We do. We need everybody to stand behind us and support us. Please call your New York State representatives and tell them to stop fighting for the criminals and start fighting for the law-abiding citizens and the victims that have been harmed in all of this. This is Jennifer Harrison, founder of Victims Rights New York, and your host of Between the Lines. We will be with you every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to our sponsors. Have a good night.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.